This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. From time to time during the COVID-19 outbreak, I'm going to check in with individuals who live in our listening area to see how they're coping. And this morning, we hear from longtime Latinx social justice activist Erica Almiron. She lives in Philadelphia and was recently tested for coronavirus. During the pandemic, she, like the rest of us, is putting on the shelf some things that make life fun. Almiron has had to postpone a quinceañera party she was going to have for her dog this month. It's a celebration of a girl's 15th birthday and is a Spanish and Latin tradition.
Any excuse for my family to get together, we have it, you know? So I was like, you know, his name is Churro. Churro's about to turn 15. And my mom was like, you know, that's his quinceañera. And I was like, yeah, we should have a little get-together. So we were supposed to get together as a family, and I was going to get him like a little dog cake in the shape of a 15. But then everything happened, so we haven't done it. So that's kind of be like one of the first things that we do when we get back together.
Okay. So everyone's not together at the moment. You're home, and you're not feeling well. Tell me about that.
I think this is my 12th day in self-isolation. I went to Arizona about 2 weeks ago, and I was starting to feel sick when I was down there, and I was like coughing on my way back already on the plane. And so I started feeling like a little bit of shortness of breath and a fever and a cough. My body started to be really achy, and I'd spent all of last week calling my doctor to try to get a test because it just sounded so similar to all of the different ways that people have been getting sick.
Yeah, so you suspected coronavirus and you got tested.
It took me almost 10 days from the onset of my symptoms. And partially I was just very frustrated by the fact that even though I had all of these symptoms, my doctor couldn't issue me a test. And then eventually Penn Center were the ones who authorized my test, so I got one.
And you're waiting for results?
I am waiting for results. They told me that it would take 5 to 7 days for results and that to stay in the house till then. And if it came back positive, that they would call me and let me know what next steps were. And then there's an online system to check on results. So I haven't heard anything back yet. So still kind of waiting around.
And that waiting around is, how does that feel?
It's awful. You know, I've been sick now for almost 2 weeks. Last week, there were 5 nights that I slept sitting up because I couldn't fall asleep because of the pain in my chest. But I can't go to my doctor's because my doctor said nobody's allowed in if they have respiratory issues. And so like the only suggestion now is to go to the urgent care, to an emergency room. So it's really awful to not know what's going on with your body.
Some of our listeners are familiar with your voice from your work as the executive director of Juntos in Philadelphia. You're not with that organization at the moment, but you're still doing a lot of immigration rights consulting.
Yes.
And, you know, I wanted to toss something out that was in the news. And since this is in your field, there's been discussion of having people leave detention centers so that they're not just sort of sitting ducks, pardon the expression, for, you know, maybe getting coronavirus while undocumented and in a detention center. What are your thoughts about that?
We have a really large detention center here in Pennsylvania. I've walked through it. There's absolutely no way. If there was an outbreak of coronavirus inside of York, their medical department is not prepared to handle it. People are doubled up in bunk beds, all in one room. Everybody's in the same room. It is definitive that people would get it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's absolutely important that people just start getting released. There's absolutely no reason for them to be behind bars, and get them home so that they can be taken care of.
Yeah, and we are reporting on this on WHYY. Now, Erica, you told me before we went on the air, you're doing consulting, but you're kind of on a sabbatical. You had run for a city council seat in Philadelphia. You did not get that seat. But this is not the sabbatical you were thinking of, being under the weather like this.
No. My hope was to be able to rest and kind of think about what's next for me and have a time for reflection. is definitely, I think, been truncated right now.
Right. I guess it's good that you don't have a lot of pressing things. You can get the rest that you need to get better. And we're going to try to check in with you and see if you end up getting those test results, positive or negative, maybe in the coming days or so. So we hope you'll be in touch with us. But also, the routine is so different for you right now, you know, on this self-quarantine. What do you miss the most?
I think I miss my family. My father is the one I'm most worried about. He's a lung cancer survivor. Thank God he's been in remission for over 10 years. My mother is bilingual. My father, not so much. My biggest fear is that he gets sick and he's in a hospital and I can't translate for him or just be there for him. The thought of that breaks my heart.
Yeah. Well, take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And we will be in touch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.